perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about those who have an ear to hear. Let them hear the word of the Lord. It is so important how we listen. It is so important how we pay attention. Why? Because ultimately, the way we listen will impact the way we obey or the things that we do. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that we get to a place where we understand the signs, the voice, and every single thing about God. You know, not every single thing is going to come through a common way or ways that we always understand. God speaks in the most profound ways, and it is up to us to pay attention. Now, of course, it's difficult when we are living in a time where people are so focused on doing stuff, where our attention span is not the way it should be. Why? Because we are constantly focusing on different things. There's constantly something fighting for your attention, whether it's social media, whether it is just being busy all the time. And how often do you find yourself in a place where you are quiet, in a place where you are constantly listening for the voice of God? Ladies and gentlemen, God wants you to hear Him. He wants me to hear Him. He wants us to hear Him on a continual basis. But we need to quiet our spirit and we need to quiet our mind so that we are able to get to the place where God speaks continually. So you need to ask yourself, where do you find yourself currently? What is your mind like at the moment? Are you overwhelmed? Are you busy? Are you too focused on what needs to happen and you are not present? Being present allows you to tap into God. Being present allows you to give into the moment. And unfortunately, life has become so fast that everyone wants to constantly move in the tomorrow or in the future. And that takes you to a place where you are never present in today. How can you listen? How can you hear the word of the Lord concerning a situation? How can you be understood or God be understood if you are not constantly pushing into what God desires you to do for now? I want to encourage you and I want to say to you that it is important to be present because God speaks in every single moment. When we look at the Bible, and when we look at people that have been so close to God and God did so much within their lives, it is important that we understand that God is constantly seeking your ear. He's constantly after your thoughts. He's constantly after your mind space. But we need to allow Him to get in. If we do not allow that, we become a people that is not often in sync with God. And that is why it is important, ladies and gentlemen, that we become what God desires and has called us to be. When you find yourself in moments of the future continuously, you will not be able to enjoy your present. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, we need to tap into God so that He can lead us into the way that we should go. This morning, or rather this afternoon, wherever you find yourself during the day, you need to establish yourself in God. There are many voices that are around you. There are many choices around you. But it is the voice of God that will sustain you. It is important for you to become what God requires you to be. If we look at David in the Bible, there's so much to be said about him. There's so much to be said about how he walked his walk with God. When you look at how he had confidence to take a bear and a lion, to take Goliath, you will realize that God was his strength, God was his honor, and God was the one that kept him. But he could not become that way unless he inclined his ear unto the Lord, unless he spent time with God. And today I want to remind you that you can become present in your life. You can become present in your life by letting each and everything that does not matter, that is a time filler, that wastes time, by taking it and rejecting it. Life is precious. Life is full of joy. It's full of laughter. It's full of celebration. But life requires you to be present. And if you are not present, it will pass you by completely and you will lose out on significant moments. You will lose out on what God desires you to do in those moments. You will lose out becoming what God has called you to be. It is so important that we rise up and we become what God desires us to be. Look at your life. Look at your situations. Who are you leaning into? Are you leaning into distractions? Are you leaning into God? Are you leaning into significant relationships? You decide what you are leaning into. But when your ear is inclined unto God, when you hear the word of God, those who have an ear to hear, let them hear. When you are in that phase of your life, you become a different person. Think about every influence. Think about every person that you need to touch. And it is up to you to ensure that you make a difference. Never think that you have been created without making a difference, or to not make a difference, because you are. We are all called to make a difference. And it is up to you to become what God wants you to be. Today, zoom into who God has called you to be. Zoom into his voice. Zoom into the quietness of God. And let the Spirit of God lead you into a place where you can hear his voice and you can hearken unto it. It's a matter of quieting the soul and letting the Spirit arise, because only then will you become effective. Only then will you begin to live life to its fullest and not let it pass you by. God is rooting for you to become who he has called you to be, and he wants you to become a greater version of yourself. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I incline my ear into the day, as I incline it into the season, and I become so much more that you have called me to be, help me to be cognizant, present, so that I may hear the word of the Lord continuously. So that I may hear the word of the Lord continuously, understanding who I am called to be and what I am called to be in the lives of others. I speak this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back soon. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.